Serena Wells is with us. She is a master gardener, and their plant sale is coming up. Is it this Saturday?
Yes, ma'am.
This Saturday. One of the biggest plant sales ever.
In the world.
It's the most fun, anyway.
World. Is it at the fairgrounds?
It is.
Okay.
For one more year.
The last time.
The last time at the old fairgrounds.
I mean, you said about
if anybody has been as tired of hearing that, we are.
Well, yeah.
Because we're going to get kicked out.
Well, we were talking to Randy Porter yesterday about the fairgrounds. Like, so this is the last time. Yeah. You know? He's like, I told people not to say that.
Well, people get, you know, it's nostalgic.
It's right. Yeah, you get wound up. But this time for sure.
We think.
That's what the fair should be. The 2024 Putnam County Fair at the old fairgrounds. This time we're for real.
Uh-huh. Whatever the campaign
Maybe.
For the year.
Yeah.
One more year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. What kind of plants will you be having out? I mean, it's still kind of early to plant some plants, but not.
It really depends on what you're planting.
Okay.
I'd say tomatoes, you know, maybe wait a little bit, but still snag them. We have really great size on our tomatoes because we raise everything ourselves. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be shipped, so they're just good size.
Okay.
You know, tomatoes you buy at the box stores, they have to be. They got to pay attention to their size. Either they're giant, they're too big, or they're too small. So we have the full range. We have annuals, you know, bedding plants, make your, you know, front beds look pretty, to vegetable starts, and including tomatoes. Tomatoes are always the hot thing, and peppers.
Yeah. Right.
And then we have perennials that actually come from our master gardener's homes. They're divided perennials, and so you know they're going to do really well. And so we have some specialty stuff that's,
You guys always have the plants look beautiful.
Thank you.
And if you
kind of know what we're doing.
Yeah. Because they're master.
They don't call me master gardener for nothing.
Do you think it makes a big difference, too, that it's native soil you use? What a question, right?
Mm. Well, I was going to say native soil. Well, we use potting soil. So, no. But like native choice. There are some native.
Work
I'm
with
sure
me
there's
here,
probably
Serena.
Some good native plants. That's a hot, you know, thing, planting native plants. So it's, you know, native plants has their place, but, you know, you still want to have stuff that natives have a bloom. Usually they have a bloom time or they have something special. They're seasonal. It's kind of like, you know, the flowers that I grow is they have their time. And then most of the time they're not either pretty all the time or blooming all the time. And then our annuals that are really want to have a lot of color. You know, you can do a mix. It's nice, you know, to have both natives and regular old annuals.
It was some people moving here from different areas, you know, different zones, you know, the gardening zones, and they're moving in and they're wanting to plant some things like maybe they had at, you know, where they lived before. You know, is there, there seems to always be a substitution. Like if you had this plant and it grew in Michigan, well, we have this plant here that grows here that's basically the same. Mm-hmm. Have you run into a lot of people who are having zone issues?
Yeah. Well, we do actually have a lot of transplants, people that come in and they want to learn about Tennessee's climate and what plants grow well here, and they actually do end up taking the Master Gardener course.
That's great.
So we do have – so that's one of the reasons why people want to become Master Gardeners, just to learn that because they're not familiar with it. But as far as substitutions, we just – teach people, and that's another great thing about the plant sales. You have access to all of us there at the plant sale. So if you have a question, bring your question. We will teach you about it. It's not you're going and buying a plant from a big box store and you're trying to ask this kid who has no idea.
Right.
I don't know. So, I don't even know what plant it is.
That's not like that at the Master Gardener's plant
sale. No, not at all. So we will.
You have asparagus? What'd you call me?
Anyway. I love asparagus.
Yeah.
I have asparagus. I never cut it and it just gets real tall.
It's hard to keep up with. We've got a whole bunch now because it just comes back year after year after year and it kind of keeps growing in its spot. And
it's one of those that gets its, you know, sweet spot. Takes many years to establish and then you just
then
have
it's,
it.
It's everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a bad problem to have.
That and
perennial
strawberries.
Vegetables.
Strawberries. Those strawberries that come back year after year after year after year.
And so will the birds.
Also bad problem to have.
Yeah. I mean.
Food with no work.
Or no work. I mean, it's a lot of people are, you know, really thinking about that right now, too.
Yeah.
Planting a garden, being more self-sufficient and things like that. it's not an easy thing to do. But if someone was looking to get started in that, like never done it before, where would you tell them to begin?
I think a lot of people have an affinity for like those victory gardens, yeah. You know, where you just take a little plot and, you know, put a few plants in. There's some really easy ones to do. I think peppers are super easy and they're very versatile. They're easy to, at the end of the season, you know, chop them up or throw them in your freezer and you have them, you know, for all winter long. That's what I do. Mm. So there are some really easy ones. Of course, tomatoes. I personally don't love tomatoes. I didn't say that, but
a master gardener that doesn't love tomatoes? Are they going to kick you out now?
Maybe.
It says in the bylaws.
You must love tomatoes.
Must love tomatoes.
Southern and in the master gardeners.
I actually do really love, I have cherry tomatoes that pop up in my bed sometimes from, mm-hmm. I'm sure, one that at some point. But they're actually, they taste really good. And yeah. I don't know, you know, the volunteers that just,
yeah,
they're the best.
Anytime there's a random volunteer anywhere, I have a hard time, like, I think I'm just going to leave it. You know, I think I'm just going to leave. It could be in a really awkward spot, too. I'll have to mow around it. Like, I think I'm just going to leave it.
There's so many people in the audience right now that are like, oh, volunteers.
Yeah.
That are gardeners. I have a rule. Volunteers must not stay. They cannot stay. But last year, I have all
these
heirloom.
Why do you hate the volunteers?
Well, I have row crops, you know, and if you saw my massive jungle of sunflowers last year, they will take over everything. Right. I have this heirloom set of sunflowers that I got from the master gardener's barn, mm-hmm. where it was in a bad spot. It was like right next to the door, and they get massive. They're big branching. They get like 8-9 feet tall.
Oh my gosh.
And he could not stay because he would be in front of the door. So I transplanted these sunflowers, and I've had them for probably 10 years. Mm. And they're beautiful. They make great cut flowers, but if it's in a bad spot.
So it's a sunflower's fault that you discriminate against all volunteers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think about a volunteer, if you direct seed things, they do really well because their root systems go out like they're supposed to instead of being, you know, caged in a, you know, little plastic container.
Right.
But they get big. And so if they're in a bad spot, you know, they could take over.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, those cherry tomatoes just take over the bushes in my front. In front of the house.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
If I don't take them out, yeah.
Well,
and then they make more tomatoes.
We're having a plant sale this coming Saturday at the fairgrounds. And what time is that?
It is 8 to 2
to 2
Saturday. Yeah.
And weather's supposed to, it looks like so far, pretty good. So it won't be any reason to not get out.
Yeah, well, it's under the grandstands.
Oh,
we
so
had,
even,
yeah, they made a command
matter.
Decision just to do it because last year the weather was not favorable and decided to put it under there, and they enjoyed having it under there. If it's windy, you know, our good sized tomatoes like to fall over and stuff, so it's just easier for us to do it. Although I like to be out in the sun, but
any real tricks to planting tomatoes? Everybody's got a trick.
You're supposed to plant them pretty deep. So that first little set of leaves, the cotyledon leaves, tiny little long ones, you can plant right up to that. Dig your hole deep and bury them up to those little leaves because they will sucker out, you know, like they'll form roots all along that, and then you'll have a massive root system.
Okay.
So, plant
them
deep.
So that part's true then?
As far as I know.
Okay. Because I've always heard that. But then everybody's got a, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Like, they put an egg in the bottom of the hole.
Everybody's got a tomato trick.
Yeah.
You know, well, if you want to grow, then always these old guys say, well, if you want to grow good tomatoes, you know, you can grow tomatoes. But if you want to grow good tomatoes.
I love the stories
you'll do this.
The old guys. They got.
Yeah.
You grow your soil. So Sheila's asking about soil.
See, hey, it came back around, Sheila.
Yeah.
I knew it would.
Good like
Serena,
that.
Serena, she's got my back. Now, Serena, you know that I love watching your Instagram, too, because she takes me on a whole garden adventure.
Right.
Adventure.
But you love getting in the dirt and everything. What is your favorite thing to plant? You've got beautiful flowers, and you grow vegetables and all kinds of stuff.
what's my favorite thing to plant or favorite thing to grow?
Okay, so what's what's the difference here? Let's do both.
Anything that wants to grow easily.
Favorite thing to plant.
I'm lazy. Do you believe me? Yeah. No, I don't want to put a whole lot of work into things. Like, I like roses, but I don't grow hybrid tea roses because I'm not going to spray it and do all that stuff. I grow David Austin roses because they're pretty well disease resistant. And anything, I like to plant anything that you can, you know, that will just do well.
You're a smart gardener. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite thing to grow?
Well, I don't know. Nobody's ever asked me that question.
That's what I'm here for.
My favorite flower, and it's like your kids, you know, it's whichever one is behaving best at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love hydrangeas because anything that I grew up with, probably I grew up in my grandparents' nursery. Snapdragons, dianthus, pansies, like all that, you know, very kind of nostalgic.
I thought you'd say a dahlia.
I do like dahlias, but I'm kind of a rebel. So if everybody, you know, there's this big dahlia kick, if everybody loves dahlias,
you're going to have to pick something else, right?
Yeah. I do love dahlias. I grow thousands probably, but there's lots of other really gorgeous stuff out there.
I always like the old, like when you go to, a distant relative lived back in the middle of nowhere, and they had this little farmhouse and all the shrubs and bushes that were around that. Mm-hmm. You know, for some reason, a lot of people hate them because they smell, but I love boxwoods because of that smell.
Boxwoods?
Yeah. And they got this smell to them, and it's good. But, you know, like the old, I don't even know what they're called, but they were called, you know, they call them snowball bushes.
Oh, yeah. Viburnum.
Viburnum, yeah.
Yeah,
and all the stuff. That
beautiful.
Old stuff.
They're native.
Yeah. And that's what's so neat to me, those old farmhouses out in the middle of nowhere and those huge shrubs and bushes that they have around.
Heirloom plants.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, at first you think they're just there because they're pretty, but they're planted on the side where the sun always is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's their shade as well on their porch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that is so smart. You know, I mean,
those old timers.
Those old timers.
Pretty and shady.
Well, they had to figure some stuff out, and they figured it out in the best way possible. But anyway, I love all of those. Are they still, I mean, you can still get them, right? I mean, they're out there available.
Snowball bush, like viburnum, or just all, heirloom plants. Yes, absolutely. Peonies are a good example of that heirloom plant, something your grandma had, or, you know, and they're blooming right now, and people are crazy about peonies.
Is that viburnum, what the old people call peonies?
Yes. It's like tomato.
I'm just making sure. I just want to make sure.
Peony.
I knew it.
Yeah. What do you say? How do you say it, Sheila?
I say
peony.
Peony.
I say peonies.
Oh, there you go.
Because that's the way God intended it, according to my meemaw.
Peonies. Well, I never heard my granny say that. She never grew those. She did grow some snowball bushes.
Yeah. I've got something really cool in my, well, Donna did it, but it's cool. And it's in our.
Donna should be a master gardener.
She really should. She got some, my mom gave her bulbs from my grandmother's irises.
Very cool. Yep. Iris is another one of those good. And irises are making a comeback as far as popularity. I planted
them. They're
beautiful. Tennessee flower.
Yeah. But all the different colors. Mm-hmm. For a little while, you know, they weren't as popular, but they're really making a comeback.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've started.
I'm excited about my new ones that I just
they've started to spread ball. Out now, and they're really showing out right now. Even
I like it when they show out.
I just think that's cool too. Is that to know that, you know, these flowers came from a bulb that your grandmother planted.
That's great.
Come on, and I don't, and who knows where she got it. She probably got it from somebody else's.
There's a story there.
There's a whole
Very
story
likely.
of the iris. You know, that'd be neat.
That would be a great movie.
Wouldn't
great
it?
Southern movie.
Matthew
the
McConaughey stars me in the movie. You're right, Sheila. It'd be really good.
Well, when I give tours of my garden and I go around, I talk about the plants. I said, this one came from this master gardener and this one came from this master gardener because, you know, we like, you know, as gardeners, we just have big hearts and we like to share. And when you have a plant like an iris, you know, that you need to divide every, you know, 3-5 years in order to keep it healthy. And, you know, you have to share it. So
that's
you don't have
fun.
A relative or somebody in gardening and you want to get one of those heirloom plants that keeps giving for decades that you can pass down, you can grab some at the Master Gardener plant sale on Saturday.
That was great, Serena.
Is there like a Master Gardener swap? You know, where, you know.
It just happens.
It just
you know?
Happens. Yeah, it's not like an organized deal.
It's organic.
We have, but we do ask the master gardeners if you have plants that you're dividing mm-hmm. and you want to bring them to the plant sale. So the reason that why we do this plant sale is because we fund projects that we do in the community mm-hmm. and we are going to have to build a new greenhouse when they kick us out of the fairgrounds. And so for like 3 years, you know, that's what we've been
saving
amassing
back for.
Money. Yeah, we should be able to grow to build a really nice one by this point.
Do you guys offer like classes and stuff to people through the year as well? Because, you know, all that's real interesting about, you know, getting heirloom plants from your relatives and all this, but how do you do it? I mean, do you have a class on that, or even like I always remember taking cuttings, like they take cuttings of a violet and then a couple months later that poof, there's a whole new violet.
More plants.
Yeah. Do you offer, I mean, do you do stuff like that with your classes, or what kind of, I guess what I'm asking is what classes do you offer?
We have the classes that we provide to the public are just whatever anybody is interested in doing. We've held, you know, plants on native plants, pollinator gardens, you know, basic vegetable or basic mm-hmm. growing classes. Yeah. So if there's a topic that you are interested in, if you're listening and you want to learn about that, just go to our Facebook page and let us know what you want to learn about.
What is the Facebook page?
I think it's Cookeville Gardeners, but if you just type in Putnam County Master Gardener, it'll come up. Usually our logo's on there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And more information, and you can go to pcmgtn.org. And find out information about all the projects that we do. Mm-hmm. We give a scholarship to a tech horticulture student every year with those funds that come from the plant sale.
How do you get into the club? I'm not asking for me. I just wonder.
I think you need to be a master gardener.
I do not
Jason.
Need to be.
You basically just take the class. You register for the class. The class starts in January, and it goes from January to April. Mm-hmm. And then in that same when you become that you are an intern at that point, and you have to put in 40 volunteer hours. So we are a volunteer organization, mm-hmm. and the point is just to, you know, outreach to the public and teach people and inspire them about gardening.
Can't you just see him, the older he gets? Well, here's how you grow good tomatoes.
Oh, you better believe I'll be that guy.
Well, we will have a booth at the plant sale all about how to become a master gardener and take the classes. Mm-hmm. And so people can find out more information or go on our website and find that information. But it's really easy. You just pay a fee. You get a big old booklet, big binder. That way
you get a T-shirt.
You don't get a T-shirt. Mm. You get a license plate at the end when you certify.
I'll take that. I'll take a license plate.
And I want that license.
I need some
plate.
Sort
and
of
credit.
I need some sort of trophy.
And you get to call yourself a master gardener.
Well, that's it, right?
And Sheila says, "Master gardener,"
master
which always makes
gardener.
Me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds fancier than it actually is.
I like it.
Pricing on the plants, are they comparable to the big box stores?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people be wondering that. You know.
Yep.
Well, they're fancy. I bet they cost more.
Oh no! Okay. Usually we underprice our plants generally, but they're right in line.
Get there early because they will sell out of some of the. Yeah.
Yes, that is a hot tip. I would get there early.
That's
like
a hot tip.
We are often sold out. We grow so much stuff, but they are often
it goes fast.
Up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Master Gardeners.
That's the Master Gardener plant sale at the Putnam County Fairgrounds for the last time ever.
Not the plant sale, just at the
fairgrounds. At the fairgrounds for the last time ever.
We've been doing this for, I don't know, 10, 12 years. Yeah.
Serena Wells in the studio with us. Serena, thanks for being here. We really appreciate it.
I always have so much fun. You can't scare me away.